Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 1068, slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Mr. Frank saw anything going wrong inside the factory, he would refer the matter to me. I never saw Mr. Frank speak to Mary Fagan. I don't know whether he knew her or not. I didn't know we had a girl by that name in the factory until I found it out afterwards. The two men working up in the fourth floor all day Saturday could have come to the second floor, into the metal room, and down into the basement if they wanted to. They had the whole run of the factory. Yes, I have seen all kinds of papers down in the basement. The paper that note is written on is a blank order pad. It is either the carbon or white sheet. One is white and one is yellow. That kind of paper is liable to be found all over the building for this reason. They write an order and sometimes fail to get the carbon under it. And other times they have to change the order and tear it out and throw it in the wastebasket in the office, and from there it gets into the trash. That kind of little pad is used all over the factory. The four ladies make their memorandum on that kind of tablet. You will find them all around. It is one of the biggest wastes around the place. They are all over the building, and any man that worked around the factory or ran the elevator or swept up the different floors would be more likely to come across them than anyone else, because they are thrown on the floor. There was an order to keep the clock door locked. But on this occasion the key was lost, and the clock door was open. When I got there Sunday morning, the clock door was unlocked. Mr. Frank could not have unlocked it because the key was lost. With the clock door unlocked, anyone who understands the clock could have punched for all night in 5 or 10 minutes. I made the same mistake Mr. Frank made in thinking that all the punches had been made all right. I looked over the factory at noon today and compared it with some points on this picture, Exhibit A for state. This big space in the cellar appears to be short. Those steps in the cellar are much longer in reality. The platform itself is about 15 feet long, and the incline is 17 feet, making 32 feet the length of it. The distance between the office of Mr. Frank's office and the elevator shaft is 5 feet to 5 inches. The elevator shaft is 10 feet, but on the picture the space between the elevator and Mr. Frank's office looks almost as wide as the elevator shaft itself. One is 10 feet and the other is 5. As to what occasions I recall seeing Mr. Frank nervous, I recall once that he came in one afternoon on a streetcar when it ran over a little child. He came in about 2:30, and he couldn't work any more on his books until 4:15. He trembled just as much on that occasion as he did on the Sunday after Mary Fagan was killed. Another time I remember when I went over to the main factory, and he and Mr. Montag had a fuss on the fourth floor. Mr. Montag hollered at him considerably, and he was very nervous the rest of the evening. He shook and trembled. He says, "Mr. Darley, I just can't work." And some of the boys told me he took some spirits of ammonia for his nerves. Everybody was excited in the factory that morning after Mary Fagan was killed. Starnes and Black and Rogers were there, and it seems like they were all excited. Looked like everybody was worried. As to another mistake in the picture, states Exhibit A, the bottom of the